the matter? Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Wednesday morning, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram, if you'd like to connect, I guarantee you there'll be a lot of good stuff up there today. For example, scheduled to face the box of shame, our very own producer Porkchop. Hey, buddy. Hi.
Yay.
Hey. Is this a real reason you were concerned? You wanted to make sure he was here today?
Well, he definitely scared me because it's he's mentioning his boyfriend might be sick or wasn't feeling well. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Are you not feeling well? What's going on here? Very cryptic messages.
Yeah, I should have.
Vinny was yelling HIPAA, HIPAA, HIPAA. I'm like, whoa, dude, chill out. I'm not getting that personal. I just want to make sure you're okay. But we're glad you're here. Liv's here. Mackenzie's here. How was your day, Mackenzie?
It was good. It was really good. What did I do? I don't know. All my days blurred
together. Check your calendar. Where's that calendar out that you have? It's like a Harry Potter novel.
Legit, every morning,
she's like, Liv, can you help me wheel this in?
I do, and I live by it, and I get so lost without it. I just got a bunch of stuff done. Did I get my nails done? That was the other day.
Let me see. Other day.
Funny Bunny. Oh, yeah, my lashes was my fun thing I got to do. And then I just got a bunch of stuff done. I did not get to work out. I'm going to work out today. I'm excited about that. I took a day off. And then I felt achy all over the place. And I was like, oh, no. So I curled up and tried to take a little nap just because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me, it's just stress. And I need to slow it down. I think we all need to slow it down. Come up for air. Anyway.
I've been suggesting alcohol for breakfast, but nobody wants to take
literally
the lead.
Literally, my mom says that. She's like, you need to drink more.
No, you do. You do.
Chill out.
Or whatever relaxes you, within reason, of course.
Yeah, just don't give her heat. It's just a little, she's just kidding. But anyway, yeah. So, and then they're off to Florida, my parents. So they're like,
dang.
Bye. So I'm going to check on their house and stuff like that. And then Lulu and I, my Lucy, are going to celebrate. We're having a Galentine's Day celebration tonight and tomorrow night.
Dang, back to back?
Leading up to the big day. Yeah, I got lots of stuff planned for her. Prezzies, the whole shebang.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, what about you guys?
Well, yesterday was a big day. I had to wake up. I was so tired. I actually didn't work out. I had to call my trainer. I'm like, look, I'll make up a solo session by myself Saturday. I just was so tired from, I can't do these Sunday and Monday night events anymore.
Yeah,
weeknight
events.
It's been
a busy few days for you, too.
So I caught up on sleep for 2 or 3 hours. Then I had to go meet my wife for taxes. Guys, I don't want to give the exact amount out, but it was in the thousands of dollars that we were off by our taxes. That we owed, not this year, but last year. I'm embarrassed about how much it was. And it's just because the withholdings are different. The new thing with the new administration, Trump, it was different, things, and we weren't withholding properly. And plus, our company got hacked last year, so I couldn't change my withholdings for 3 months after I wanted to. Yada, yada, yada. Yesterday, we leave the tax office with $65. That's after we paid our guy $200-$300 to do our taxes, because we actually got a tax return this year of $300-$400. So, yeah!
That's actually perfect.
It's
because
perfect.
You don't want to get too much back, because then you've been skimmed through the
correct
year. And you don't want to, obviously, I always owe a ton, which is sad. But, so that's great. You want to get right just to zero or a little
it
more.
Was, that's what I'm saying. Because he's scared. He's doing the thing old school, I'm like, that's not good. He's like, guys,
that's not good.
You're getting a refund. We're like, yeah. I was like, do you have a high porn? My CPA actually did have a high porn, so that was dope. But yeah, we pretty much broke even, which is what you want to do with taxes. If you didn't know that, getting a big refund means that somebody else had your money the whole year when you could have spent it yourself.
My taxes are a nightmare because I have so many side hustles that they don't take taxes out of. It's a nightmare.
I was reminded.
Different states.
You know those little bird scooters people ride around in?
Yeah.
I was charging those and I was making good money, like side money. I was making like 30, 50 bucks a night just charging them and dropping them off before I came into work. I forgot that I had to pay taxes on that from last year. I'm like, oh, crap. But he made that work.
What did they say? Over 600 bucks you have to pay?
Yeah, mine was like a couple of thousand. So that was fun working around that. But, hey, I got my taxes done, guys.
I'm so proud
thankful.
Of you.
Well, Lindsay did it. I'm not taking anything. Lindsay handled all that crap. So props to Lindsay.
I need
but
a
thank
Lindsay.
You do. She's
it doesn't
hiring.
Work out. Call me.
Well, it most likely will, so I'll give her her number. Live the Web Girl, how was your Tuesday?
It was good. I was busy, and as usual, I was feeling like kind of like down and like out, just under the weather. I just can't tell if it's like I'm just really tired. I'm just like running myself like way too like ragged, and I just need to like maybe take some things out of my schedule, or if it is just I'm getting a cold or something. But yeah, I was definitely feeling under the weather yesterday. And then I had to go and I had to teach two cycle bar classes. It was my last like double back-to-back class of the week. I only have one class like per night the rest of the week, so that's very exciting. But I'm not gonna lie, they were not great classes.
Aww.
Like, I'm sure, like, people, I mean, I
Liz, so, like, sit in your seat. You don't have
point,
to get up.
At what point in class do you realize, like, maybe, like, oh, this
I'm
isn't
just
like,
like.
I mean, it's like us with the show. We're like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm,
this stinks.
I'm just like, I'm over this. Like, it really is just like, I'm over this. I can tell everyone's energy has just kind of come down. The first class was fine. But the second class, I really was just like, I just need to get through this. Because your body just starts to be like, when is this over?
Yeah.
Liz, like, we're going to slow it down for this next song.
Yeah, I mean, I pushed through.
Slow your pedaling down.
I pushed through, but I don't know. I feel like it wasn't that great. People still came up to me and were like, oh my gosh, that was such a good class. I'm like, you think?
It was because I wasn't there. I like to hype you up.
Mackenzie, you're like, can I suggest a song?
Exactly.
Let's get it going. Yeah. Out of those seats. Yeah. Out of that saddle.
I would be an awesome instructor of some sort, maybe not cycle, but of some class. I just like, I don't know any of the technical stuff, but I can really hype people up.
Yeah. So, but it was good. I pushed through it. Everyone said it was really good. I just was very ready to, you know, get home and get in bed.
And don't forget, we have special guests in studio tomorrow. Liv's parents
are
coming.
Yes.
We're so excited.
I know. I'm so excited to see them.
This is our favorite song, too.
Yeah.
Producer Porkchop, the motivation we need, man. How was your day yesterday?
It was terrible. I did an update to my Call of Duty game, and I lost all my achievements.
What?
My gold gun.
No!
You lost the gold gun that you've been raving about?
I know. I had it for 3 days, so that was my terrible Tuesday.
Did you appreciate it when you had her?
He never even told her he loved her. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Was Ryan Gosling almost in a boy band? And Kanye wants it, but Kim does not. I'll tell you what I'm talking about coming up in one song.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, honey, it is tea time. Kicking things off with AJ McClain. What? Okay, so he sat down with Andy Cohen over on Watch What Happens on Bravo, saying, you know, there was this rumor that Ryan Gosling was almost a member of the Backstreet Boys.
Is it true that Ryan Gosling was almost a Backstreet Boy?
Got so blown out of proportion. We lived in the same apartment complex while he was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. We would play basketball like every other day, and the group had just started. I told him that, you know, Backstreet Boys is going to be huge, and he's like, it's not going to happen, bro. Cut to, he was wrong. But he was never going to audition. Somehow the press misconstrued it, and then it became a thing.
Oh, that would have been something, wouldn't it? Ryan Gosling in a boy band.
Oh,
I mean, he
boy.
Has a Disney background.
Let my heart patter, pitter patter.
I mean, he can do no wrong. But, I mean, he's done pretty well himself, so he's hanging in there just fine. Well, Dwayne Wade went over to Ellen, and this is so amazing, talking about his 12-year-old daughter's gender identity. He and his wifey, Gabrielle Union, have really educated themselves on the LGBTQ community, and they're like, you know what, this is a chance for her to be a leader.
We take our roles and our responsibility as parents very seriously. So when our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information that we can, the best feedback that we can. And that doesn't change because sexuality is now involved in it.
Now, I just want to clarify, like, Dwayne Wade's daughter, was she born a boy?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, but it's a daughter, and so she's come out, and she's 12 years old. And so I think this is an amazing platform, and she really raising awareness, especially, you know, to, like, sports fans and just everyone around the world. I think this is tremendous. So what a cool family. This is kind of interesting. Jason Alexander. I don't know if you ever watched Seinfeld. I was a huge fan.
Like one
George
episode.
Costanza. You only watched one episode?
I know. I'm the weirdo, and I'm not trying to hate on it. Like, I'm sure I'll end up, like, watching one day. I'm like, how I was wrong, but I never got into it, I guess.
So much goodness. But he says, hey, the cast, they were never really friends.
We were never social friends. We were work friends. We had very different lives. Julia and I got pretty close because we were both the married ones. And when my wife and I were having our babies, she was having her babies. So we bonded all over that stuff. But we hung out with each other at the show. We were workmates.
I think that's common. Like, yeah. Even in radio, I don't know, like, how's TV? Like, some people have good friendships. Some, it's not that they hate each other, but it's just like, look, I see you enough. Like, I don't have time for you outside of this area.
And sometimes you need breaks from people, right? But I guess we always just assume, like, the cast of Friends, you always see them hanging
out. They are
out.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, or back in the day. But apparently a lot of people are just work friends.
I hang out with Chouse all the time online.
Yeah, you guys are probably the best friends of everyone on the show. I mean, he calls you his best friend. You don't call him that
well,
back.
Well, he said Joe, formerly known as the friend,
I think he said. Formerly known as the friend.
Something like that. It was like a Prince reference.
My former bestie.
I think it was an honor. I don't know.
Well, Kim and Kanye claim they are best friends, which is very sweet. Are they going to have more kiddos?
I just can't do more because I really want to go to school and, like, I really want to do all this stuff. And I do believe that it's just, like, I mean, I could do two more. But I just don't think I should. I'd have to go through IVF, and I'm going to turn 40. I don't want to be like an old mom. I think 4 is good.
Yeah, 4 is good. But Kanye wants 2 more, so that would make 6.
Well, can he have a side piece? Is that allowed?
I don't know. I have my cousin has 4, and then they just found out they're expecting twins.
What?
Out in Washington, D.C., which is crazy expensive. I'm like, wow, 6 kids. I mean, these days, that's crazy when you're not
the two
Kim
oldest,
and Kanye.
The two oldest need to start working. I don't care how old they are.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Coming up next, maybe you can play along with a friend or family member, maybe make a little bit out of it and have Pork Chop go get you coffee. We're going to play the slogan game. It's Ooh. Coming up. Yeah, I'm getting into it. Coming up in less than 10. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joan McKenzie on Radio Now, and we're going to play a little game, and I believe you can play along too. Pork Chop, what are we doing this morning on Joan McKenzie?
Basically, I want to see how well Joe, McKenzie, and Liv know their slogans. So Ooh. The way this game is going to work is I'm going to read something, and then I need you guys to buzz in with your name as soon as you know the answer.
Okay.
But as soon as you buzz in with your name, I'm going to stop reading the question. The reason this is important because some of these slogans, you have to fill in the blank and then also tell me what brand it is.
Oh, wow. So you're putting this to work this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You have to answer a question. So... and know the slogan for some of them, not all
Dang.
Of them.
All right, let's do this.
Liv, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. First question. What's the best part of waking
Joe,
up?
Joe, it's Folgers in your cup, baby.
That is exactly
wow.
correct.
Whoa. Yeah! Give me that. You think Joe. I'm going to get a coffee one wrong? Boy, I'm addicted
I wish
to coffee.
We won something if we get these right.
Maybe
no,
we will.
Coffee. Maybe the loser has to get coffee. We're talking about.
We actually said that when you were getting in the
no,
bathroom.
No, no. I always get sucked into that.
What you just said that the loser.
Yeah,
just,
I know. You just
said the
she
winner gets,
sucked
gets
in.
A free coffee.
And exactly that
means
what
the
we
loser
just...
has to buy.
All right. Here's the next one.
They get me every time.
They do, suckers.
Here's the next one. Besides your parents. What should you obey?
Live. The law?
No, this is the slogan game.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I thought that was
McKenzie.
McKenzie. Obey the claw? White claw?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
I don't know.
Besides your parents, what should you obey? Obey your...
Joe. Thirst.
And what's the brand?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, so close. You do not get any credit. It is Sprite. Obey your thirst.
Oh, dang it, dang it. See, okay, I remember it now.
That's a very obscure
slogan. I would like to buzz in and say the law, pork chop. I don't want to break the law.
I don't know. Like the law.
Obey your thirst.
What is White Claw? Like the law of claw or something?
No, people say there's no laws with the White Claws. That's not their official branding.
So you remember, if in the beginning I did say you will have to answer like the question and know the slogan.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried. I just didn't know what it was.
Okay.
1 point for me still, though. We'll
Number three. Who should every kiss begin with?
Joe.
Okay. Liv.
Wait, I heard a deep breath. Who took that deep breath?
That's 10 seconds me. Later.
Okay, then it's Joe.
Okay.
Because Joe is the first name I heard.
Every
like breath,
you
Joe Liv.
Now, listen. I'm not trying to knock them because I personally recommend going to Diamonds Direct now.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. Keystone of the Crossing.
Joe Pesh can be bought.
Oh, totally can. You're dang right. You can buy me for the whole year. Diamonds Direct is offering 0% financing right now. No money down. If you're looking for a diamond, legit check them out. Anyways, every kiss begins with K.
For this game.
I would say Diamonds Direct.
And what's the brand?
Jewelers.
No,
K Jewelers.
Right. Okay. It's K.
Wow, you guys are hating on me representing a great local company.
Because we're in the middle of a game.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
All right, the next one. Remember, you have to answer the question. What makes the fun not stop?
I clearly don't watch enough TV. I have no idea.
What makes the fun don't stop?
What makes the fun not stop?
What makes the fun not stop? I think with that.
Liv.
Wow, you guys are terrible at
liquor.
This. No.
I don't know.
the law.
Right, I tried making this fun, but I'll just make it easy. Once you what, the fun don't stop.
Joe. Once you pop, you don't stop. That's Pringles.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, I don't know that one either.
You don't what? Really?
No, yeah. Okay,
I looked a list of the most popular ones, and that's what
Chops,
I picked from.
Welcome to my world where, like, when things are flipped, you're like, how do they not know the most basic of things?
I know.
These
it's
are
crazy.
Not the most basic slogans.
I've got a couple more.
Okay.
Who doesn't want you to share and tells you to get your own box?
Oh, shoot. Liv.
Okay.
Trix.
Nope. Cheez-Its.
Oh.
All right.
How about we do something like just do it?
All right.
Mackenzie, Nike.
What is the best a man can get?
Joe. We're talking about shaving, of course.
Right.
Women can use it too. I'm going to go with Gillette.
4 points for Joe.
Yes.
You guys have to be cheating. I'm so confused how you know all of
how
these,
about,
Joe.
Liv, I have one for you. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Starburst.
Oh my God!
Close.
Right.
This is
no, stop! That was not close.
It's a candy.
That's not even close. Oh my God!
What was that?
All right, here. This is literally the most.
M&M's.
Oh, okay.
This is literally the most popular thing in America.
God,
what tastes like a new generation?
Joe. Pepsi.
Yay!
Thank you.
Hey, I've got one for you guys. Ready? They want you to eat fresh.
Subway!
Duh, that's an easy
one. I
finally
got one.
Okay, here, right. This one's for Mackenzie.
All right.
Where can you expect more but pay less?
Pay less?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Where can you expect
more? Is it Andy Moore?
Expect more, pay less.
Andy Moore?
No.
Oh.
Because that's, you get more.
I don't know, Walmart?
Target. It's so easy. It's so easy, even Joe can do it.
Joe, can I guess?
What?
No, actually, let Liv get a point. Liv, go ahead and guess it.
A caveman can do it. Geico.
I have one. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Cover Girl!
Boom!
Joe wins 6-0.
Thank you. Thank you. I will do a little hype horn for myself this morning. Chops, I really appreciate you coming with that game, even though everybody will poo-poo it saying it was rigged.
No, you guys were in sync.
We
you
are.
Too?
Yeah, you guys were great.
You were in it.
Mm-hmm, girl, thank you. Coming up next, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. We got an update on the New Hampshire primary. This state wants to make it so you can't pump your own gas anymore. This makes no sense.
I love that.
Okay, you got to explain that to me. Okay. You got to explain that to me. And a mom and dad have named their child after a very popular thing you smoke. And I don't understand any of this. Joe's Need to Know News coming up now. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Mayor see here. Senator Bernie Sanders, he won the New Hampshire primary with South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg finishing in a close second and Amy Klobuchar third. I got to be honest, not to get political, but I can't do these politicians' last names. Like, they're so complicated.
I like how you said it really fast there. That was perfect. Yes.
But, yeah, so I guess they actually had results in New Hampshire compared to Iowa. So I believe they're moving on next to South Carolina. Ooh. Could be wrong, but, hey, it's all right. Now, this is something Mackenzie and Chops know about, I believe, but it blows my mind. Illinois could be joining New Jersey and Oregon as the only states in the country that make it legal to pump your own gas. Make it illegal to pump your own gas. There's been a bill proposed in Illinois, the General Assembly, that would require a gas station attendant who is employed at a gas station to pump gas into any vehicle. Representatives are considering this as a safety measure to make sure people turn off their vehicle and refrain from smoking while fuel is dispensed. If it eventually is signed into law, it would go into effect next year in January on the 1st. I'm sorry, you're going to take away my right to pump my own gas? What kind of world are we living in here?
So Chops has lived in two states, Oregon and Jersey, where they pump your gas. I was obviously just in Oregon, but what do you think, Chops? Did you like it? Did you ever take advantage?
Oh, I absolutely love it. And first of all, Oregon, it's like a little sketchy the way they do it. They have like one guy and he's like inside the building and he like never comes out. But and some places in Oregon, it's legal. You can pump your gas. But in New Jersey, it's 100% illegal and they have like multiple attendants.
Yes.
And listen, this is what's going to sell Joe. In New Jersey, gas is like usually the most cheapest in the nation. And they say it's because the insurance companies, they only have to pay insurance on the one attendant to know how to pump. The reason gas is so expensive elsewhere is because think of all the individual people that come through every day. More insurance money because all the people are pumping.
Well, it's all the taxes they put on crap, though, too. I understand insurance, but you don't like pumping your own gas?
No.
Ew.
What if it's raining and it's cold? You don't have to get out of your... They come to your window,
I'll tell you,
fill it up regular,
ladies
done.
And Chops, this is a game changer.
Oh,
when
yes.
It's snowy, when it's gross outside, when it's raining, you don't even have to get out of your car.
So
I have
nice.
Like my go-to. It is freaking amazing. They do your card for you. You're in and out. It's like going through a drive-thru and getting gas. I miss it so much.
Can you tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie, and let us know if you would want to pump your own gas or you wish it was a law that you had to have somebody do it?
Yesterday, I literally almost risked running out of gas on my way home.
Because you didn't want to get out, right?
Because I was so cold, I didn't want to get out of my car. I literally was like, honestly, do I just risk it? Do I risk it? Do I risk it? And then the adult in me was like, no, just go pump it.
Liv is like, she doesn't want it, the car to get cold, so she leaves it on.
No, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. She's like, and sometimes I don't like to smoke, but it gives heat, so I do that
yeah.
too. I just couldn't, like, with my OCD, like, if they're rounding up and they go, like, to $40.01, I'm like, round it up to 41. Get it up there.
Really? So it's, like, a money thing for you?
No, well, it's just, like, the OCD. Like, you never try to have, like, the perfect amount of gallons, like, even, or the perfect amount of dollar,
so
even.
So you'd like to do that.
I just like doing it. I don't know. The weather sucks, but I like it.
No, I would love this, though, Joe. It's, like, one less thing for you to do. You just drive up. You can just, like, you know, do whatever you're doing in your car, and then drive away and you got gas.
I put in 3 gallons at a time just so I have to spend the least amount of time outside.
I legit might open a gas station like that where they pump your gas for you. I'm working on it.
Oh my gosh.
I think it would be so popular, especially in, like, you know, places where lots of women, maybe in particular men, don't want to do it themselves.
A man in the U.S. has named both of his daughters after different strains of marijuana. The couple named their first daughter, who was born in October in 2018, Sativa. Am I saying that right here, potheads?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then they welcomed their second daughter, who was born earlier this week, as Indica. I hear that's a downer, like in the couch, so I hear from my weed friends.
So how many, I don't know anything about it, how many different kinds are there?
Oh, there's probably hundreds,
gosh,
right?
There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, but I think Sativa.
Really? What's like your basic go-to? What would be like,
I don't know,
the
I think just
have.
Like weed. And then I think like Sativa and Indica, I think those are like maybe the most common, because Sativa, I think there's different strands of each. Like, I think there's different strands of Sativa. I think there's different strands
what
of Indica.
What is, like, the skunk one that's disgusting? Because one of the DJs here used to always smell like that. I'd be like, what
I think
is that odor?
All weed smells like skunk. I think. I don't know.
I
all
like
I know is
one.
That Seth Rogen.
Pork chop sliding over here
no,
now.
He just has really bad body odor.
I don't know, man. I like the skunky smell.
Seth Rogen came out with his own weed line, and Indica is one that makes you relax. Sativa is supposed to give you energy.
All right, potheads, hit us up. Joe and Mackenzie, so we know what's going on. And finally, today's National Hug Day, so let's give each other a hug. It's Paul Bunyan Day, and hey, it's Lincoln's birthday. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln, for being our president and stuff like that. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. song of the day. Ooh, I got a hair in my mouth from my beard. It's coming up after the Joe Bros, Only Human. It's time for Song of the Day. Bow, 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 bow. Now, before we get in today, Producer Porkchop has a special announcement, so please attention to Producer Porkchop.
I forget who it was, I'll look, but one of our listeners suggested, hey, for a Song of the Day category, you should do local artists. So we are going to do that this Tuesday. If you're a local artist and you want to be featured for Song of the Day, make sure you DM us, but your deadline is tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you could DM us at Joe and McKenzie if you're a local artist in Houston or Indy and you want to be featured for Song of the Day.
Yeah, and maybe you got a hot new fire track. I recommend dropping a reference to Joe McKenzie in it. Maybe that'll get you a category selection. But yeah, Joe McKenzie, hit that up. Right now, though, let's do our thing with Song of the Day today on this fine, fine Wednesday morning. The category we're working with is songs. Oh, yeah, that make you hungry. Porkchop, can I start out with you?
Yes, please. All right, so I love chicken. Actually, this is what happened. My boyfriend and I, we went to Burger King yesterday. I guess he's not feeling too well, so I let him pick what he wanted. And he said he wanted Burger King. We get in the drive-thru, and he says, I'd like the number 13. And I look, the number 13 is chicken fries. And I'm like, oh, song of the day, songs that make you hungry.
That's hilarious.
Chicken Fried by Zac Brown Band.
I thank God for my life. For the stars and stripes,
America!
May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love.
And the reason I picked that part is because America. So if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. And if you're American, vote for Chicken Fried, letter D.
Oh my gosh. So now if I don't vote for that, I'm not American. I'm anti-American.
Then what is Joe?
I'm taking a knee during Song of the Day. Okay, thanks. Let's move on to Live the Web Girl. What song's making you hungry?
Okay, so the song that makes me hungry is actually pretty obscure. This is one of my favorite songs in high school. It's way chiller. I'm not going to attack you and say you're not American if you don't vote for it. You know, vote for it if you want it. But this song makes me think of summer. It makes me want to have some tacos and some beers with my friends. And that is Corona and Lime by Schwayze.
Maybe we be my Corona and Lime.
It's a good song too, obviously topical with the coronavirus going around.
You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and texting C.
McKenzie.
Yes, Joe.
Your food you bring in often looks appetizing and makes me quite hungry. What about your song choice?
Oh, I wish I had one of these that I brought in. I'm going old school with it because nothing is better than a biting into a big juicy cheeseburger when you're on the beach having the time of your life. So I went with Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard in eyes. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just loving Cheeseburger in paradise.
Classic! All right, so if you want to hear that, text the word song right now to 52140. Vote for B.
Now, my song is going to make all the moms in the minivans, sorry, I slurred my words.
Minivans
in the minivans go crazy. Kids, you might need to take the wheel when mom rocks out to this song, relives her glory days from the 90s. And listen, whether you listen to this band or you've just seen a good movie or two, maybe a Will Ferrell movie's had this in there, the song you need to pick today that's going to make you hungry is by Warrant. We call this Cherry Pie.
She's my cherry pie.
How does that not not get you jacked up today for Song of the Day? And how does that not make you hungry thinking of some cherry pie? That sounds so tasty. All you got to do to vote for that song is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you are prompted to vote, you would choose letter A to hear my song. Let's recap everybody you can pick right now. We've got Pork Chop. He went with the Zac Brown Band Chicken Fried. Mackenzie, she went with Jimmy Birdice. Liv the Web Girl went with Swayze. I'm saying that as a question. Corona and Lime. Crazy. There we go. And myself, Joe, I went with Warrant Cherry Pie. You don't need to know how to say the band's names. You just need to vote right now. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're doing Song of the Day, and I usually don't do this, but hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. You're live on the radio, no swearing. You're the last vote. Who are you voting for?
Hi, Joe and McKenzie. It's Emily.
Hey, girl.
Emily, we are waiting for your call.
All right, so I am going with Joe today in Cherry Pie.
You know what? I totally predicted that. I was like, I bet Emily is going to go with Joe because we love Emily. She votes every single day for Song of the Day. I just feel like this was your
I
jam.
Sure try to, guys. I try to get my vote in. I like my voice heard, and I like to be able to choose what we listen to in the morning, and it's different. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Can we say this for our bosses, please?
Yeah. Somebody, tell our bosses. I was quite upset when I heard it was going might be getting canceled. I'm not going to lie. Even my daughter, Paige, she's 15. Big age difference there. She was a little upset, too. She gets her vote in every day. She does text and Twitter. Mom doesn't do Twitter.
It's okay. Hey, Mom, we appreciate you calling in. You know what? I'm going to lie. Maybe one more call. I feel crazy today. Is that a vote for Joe? Okay, thank you. Another vote for me. No, let's give you the songs you could have voted for while Pork Chop calculates the results. This category today was songs that make you hungry, so kind of wide open. Kicking it off with Pork Chop, think a very good song. He went with the Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried. And I should probably turn it off.
May freedom forever fly, let it ring.
Liv said, you know what, guys? This song makes me think about tacos and summertime and just vibing on the beach. She went with Corona and Lime by Swayze.
Maybe we be my Corona and Lime.
Whatever happened to those? Like, it was a group, right? Because I remember
yeah,
them.
I think it was like him and another dude. I don't know whatever
it
happened.
It was Cisco Adler and Swayze. And actually, they came to Radio Now when they came out with that. And they were awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to make that a Throwback Thursday song then. Let's see. Myself, Joe. Come on, who doesn't want to rock out to some Warrant and have some cherry pie?
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Oh man, reliving the glory days, am I right? And then Mackenzie trying to make us really hungry this morning, having a cheeseburger in paradise with Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard peanut.
That's just a feel-good song.
It is, and we never hear songs like that, like win. But will today be the day that she wins and breaks out of that third and fourth place?
Probably not.
Chops, he's got the results.
First and second place have the same percentage, but are separated by a couple of votes.
And wow. I voted today. So if I win, I'm so glad I voted because I did vote today.
Third and fourth place are separated by 1%.
Wow,
so close.
Yes, well, the top two have a quite a higher percentage than the bottom two.
All right, I feel like I can guess this then.
All right, well, let him tell us. Let's see.
Coming in last place with 11% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
That's a great song, though.
I know,
so
I love it,
fun.
So I had to stick with it because that's like one of my all-time faves.
Right behind her, with just 12% of the vote.
I think it's going to be me.
Mackenzie.
Oh, no!
Oh,
you tell me nobody wanted a cheeseburger for breakfast?
First and second place both have 37%, but first place is separated by 2 votes.
Whoa. See, I'm doing this to set myself up because I'm trying to do the whole manifestation thing you guys talk about manifesting things. But I feel like people may not realize this, but I feel like our audience likes the music we play. But I also feel like if you listen to Joe and McKenzie, you probably also like country music. And I feel like Chicken Fried is across the board a universal song that we all know and love when we're getting drunk, having a good time with friends and family. That being said, and me stalling, is that I think Chops won, but I hope he didn't.
With 37.3% of the vote, second place goes to Producer Pork Chop.
What? Oh my gosh!
You are doing the winning streak.
This is the
third
game.
Guys, I don't know what this. You don't understand. Like, I really like beat up on myself a lot, and I'm always angry. This makes me feel like I'm a good person.
Honestly,
like,
anything,
you like me.
Anything to make you happy is a win for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do I feel like I haven't won all week? Where they're like, we're gonna give Joe
the
win.
That we want to keep happy, like everyone on the show.
Hey, well, this diva is happy as hell right now. Thank you for your votes. Let's relive the glory days. Come on, let's get in a car and like wash it or something. We'll have a car wash right now. Your song of the day winner is Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Sweet cherry pie!
Hey, Joe, if you're a real boss tomorrow, you'll pick Buck Cherry Crazy.
Beep. He loves rock. Like, whenever Joe picks something, it's so like,
yeah! I bet you that'd win, but the boss would probably be kind of upset.
Our boss gets upset at everything I try to do. I mean, I'm not going to go into this because I'm really, I've been written up, what, 3 or 4 times? I'm surprised I haven't been fired. So
you have been written up? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mackenzie, you know I'm suspended.
See this on the wall? That's because of Joe. Don't read it, though. He gets mad.
You can't read
it.
Well,
He does get mad. Don't read it.
Why?
Because I cost the company a lot of money with something I accidentally did.
It was stupid, but it did fall on him.
I know what that is. I just didn't know you. I didn't know how many times you've been written up.
Well, that happened twice in one day. So that was probably 2 of my 4.
Oh, okay. So it's not really 3 strikes, you're out. Because you've been written up 3 times?
Well, that, the Michael Jackson thing. Listen, I would like to move on if that's cool.
Yeah.
And we can talk about this off air if you want. I do like having an actual paycheck now that I have a house. If I was renting, I wouldn't care as much, whatever happens. But I got to be a professional adult. And by that, I mean we have to tell you what we're into.
I'm into it. I like it like that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you.
Now, when you hear my thing, you're like, well, Joe, you could just have the clapper, which is the thing where you go, and the lights go on and off. But listen, I couldn't get it from my grandma, and I can't find him in stores anymore. So my buddy Chad, yes, the same best friend that Chops and I share, recommended this to me. The house that my wife and I, Lindsay, recently bought is like from the 1939. Like, from 1939 it was built.
That's so cool. It looks so cute.
They've done so much work to it, Mackenzie, and I can't wait to have you in. We're still unpacking. But the one thing is the wiring for the ceiling fan and the light in the living room doesn't have a switch to flip on. You have to pull like the button for each one. And it's dark when we come to the house. It's kind of scary. So my buddy Chad's like, you need to get one of these like electric smart like Wi-Fi lights. And it's so cool. The one I got, it's FEIT electric smart Wi-Fi. It's a 60-watt bulb. So I don't know if that's feet, fiat, whatever it is. But you have an app. Like right now, Mackenzie, I'm opening my phone. This freaked Lindsay out. But I could click on the app right there on my phone. And I can right now go to my living room and I can hit it and turn. Right now, I just turn on the lights in my house.
Wow, did
and
you
it
just
works.
Do that?
And they're
cool.
on right now. Yep,
That's
they're on right
so
now.
Okay, what is this app called again?
It is the FEIT Electric. It's like it's FEIT. I don't know. We're going to put this up at joemackenzie.com. Liz is working on the blog right now for it. But it's awesome. It's dimmable. If you want to set moods, you can also like check this out, Mackenzie. I know you can't see this right now, but I can go in there. I can take my actual lights and I can change the colors of them and have them be like red, green, blue.
I mean, Joe, take me through this real quick. So when I get the app, then how do I make it work?
You have to get the light bulbs.
Okay.
You get the light. Okay. You buy the light bulbs. Yeah. You pair it up. And I've also set mine with Alexa. So I'm like, Alexa, lights on.
Cool.
So
can you come over and just do it?
I would like some drinks to be made.
Of course. I'll pay
Kiki,
you in booze.
Okay. If Kiki
booze
can do
food.
It, or you?
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Okay.
But we'll put a link on there. But I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking about it, and these were cheap. I got those. They were like $9 or $10. They range up to $20 a piece. But it's totally worth it.
And you like have your cameras and all that set up too, right?
Yes.
Like, so you could like monitor. That's awesome.
Yeah, Lindsay, there's a camera in the room right now. No. We got everything else covered. Producer Porkchop, my man, what are you into this week?
I'm into a TV show called Superstore. Now,
yes!
Oh, you watched it?
Well, Lindsay watches this. One of our mutual friends freaking loves that show, and I watched it because you guys love it.
Yeah, so it came out in like 2015, and there's been four seasons, and my boyfriend was like, hey, here, you have to watch this, and I was like, whatever. And then so like we watched it, and it actually did get me to laugh a couple times, and here's a clip from the trailer.
Just checking your new hire forms. Doesn't say anywhere on here if you've got a girlfriend.
No.
No. But you are heterosexual, right?
Are you allowed to ask that?
No.
Hold on a second. Hold on. What did she ask? I want to hear that part again.
No. But you are heterosexual, right?
You're heterosexual, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's like the assistant manager and she's interviewing someone. But anyways, yeah, so it actually does get me to laugh. I mean, there are some like, what's the word? It can be a little edgy. Like there's a lot of clips I couldn't play. But so if you get offended easily, don't watch the show. But I don't know. It makes me laugh.
And did you see, my wife watches the show. I need to watch it because I've caught a few just sitting there on the couch. I think they renewed it for like a sixth season.
Yeah, so that's great news. They just renewed Superstore for six seasons.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
My whole family's obsessed with that show.
Really?
Yes.
How have I not heard of it until now?
Well, it's pork chop, so that happens very often. All right, so I am into a new song. I've been playing it on repeat. I literally cannot stop. It makes me feel a type of way. And it is my favorite song to come out of Justin Bieber's with his new album. So Yummy. Get me this song, it is it.
Already passed, you don't need no approval. Good everywhere, don't worry about no refusal. Second to none, you got the upper hand now. Don't need a sponsor, no, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, let them on tomorrow. That's how I feel. Act like you know that you are picture perfect, you don't need no filter.
Yes.
Go just make them drop dead, you a killer.
Oh, that is a good one, Liv.
All my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. That was the main part.
So tell everyone what it's called again.
It's called Intentions by Justin Bieber.
So good. I'm loving that as well.
What are you into?
Okay, so this is such a fun day. Liv and I are going to get our self-love on, and we are going to get facials today.
Yes.
At Dr. Chernoff's office. Good friend of the show, and I know... I won't. Actually, I don't want to spoil any surprises. So moving on. So I'm excited. I want to do some dermaplaning, and we've talked about this before, but women don't really realize what it is. It's a non-invasive, basically method, and it's facial exfoliation. But it's like they take and they get all your little facial hairs off. It gets all the clogged pores. If you have any acne and dead skin, so it's kind of, you don't realize like you have peach fuzz. You actually have hair on your face, even if you can't really see it. It makes your makeup go on smoother. It makes your products penetrate deeper. So check out dermaplaning. I just think everyone would be so much better in their life. I mean, you got a lot of hair, Joe.
I was going to say, it also makes...
You don't do it on your,
ladies,
for your beard.
It also makes your man less jealous if you have more facial hair than him. Like, he's like, ha-ha, finally I'm winning.
But try it and you will become addicted.
All right, I love it. Go to joemckenzie.com or just text JAM to 52140 and we'll put a link on so you can check out all these awesome things that we're into. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Is Bachelor Peter going to choose a producer over a contestant? What? And a fan had Keith Urban sign this body part.
They're going to say producer pork chop. I'm like, what?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Bachelor Nation is going insane. Bachelor Peter rumored to be dating a show producer.
I know that I'm falling in love with you.
What? Okay, so here's the rumor that Peter is already in a relationship, because obviously we know they pre-record, they pre-tape all of these things that we're seeing just now, with the Bachelor producer named Julie. Rumors began swirling online that Peter has already found love on the show, but with a producer on the side, because she had posted a New Year's Eve photo with him standing in the background.
How dumb is she? And I don't mean this to be an insult, but working in that business, Mackenzie, like, don't they know that everything's scrutinized, especially if she's having that relationship? You have to hide him.
Right? I know. And then another photo circulating of those two lunching together at Carmine's. I mean, they, of course, they could just go, "We're just friends."
We're talking about the final episode.
Yeah, of course, the senior VP, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's just a rumor. It's a good rumor, but it's crazy." So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good more pub for the show. But there's been contestants kicked off of shows because they've been diddling with producers on the side while they're filming.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is it even allowed? I don't know the contract for that stuff, but also. Do you think if it is, like, happening?
No, it's not allowed for... No, it's not allowed. Like, it is not allowed.
So do you think maybe they're creating this just for the buzz?
I don't know.
We're talking about it? It's like, oh my God, I got to keep on watching to see what happens?
I do want to say, don't you feel like Forbidden Love, though, is so hot? Like, when it's not allowed, don't you want it more?
Well, as a married man, no. I only have one woman I love. Meant, it's like, my wife.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not falling for that trap again.
On set, yes. You have all these women, but the woman you are not allowed to be with might be a hair more attractive because you can't have it.
Well, and everyone says that, like, Pilot Pete is... super kind of like sexual. Mm-hmm. So I could definitely see him being like into that, like, oh, I can't, it's like I want what I can't have.
Exactly.
I don't think
natural.
He was being sexual. He just said, hey, would you like to come check out the cockpit? That's an actual part of the airplane. A little
he's
bit different.
He's that one. But
thank
you. All morning, folks. All morning.
And tonight.
Margot Robbie, Birds of Prey, and a lot of people want to check this out. That's the new name. So it was Birds of Prey, but they're actually changing the name to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, because they kind of had a shy opening. Oh, it didn't make as much money as they thought.
Can I help you?
Why, yes, yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one.
And you know, they were saying a lot of that was because of the coronavirus. Like, people were afraid to go out and watch.
Yeah, exactly. So it made 33 mil, and they were expecting like 55 million. So yeah. They're, so they changed it from Birds of Prey to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Do you think it'll have an impact?
I don't know. I do want to see it.
Yeah.
I have no interest in seeing it. I watched a trailer, and I thought it looked super cheesy and
I
corny.
I am so, like, I would totally just want to watch everything at home these days. Like, I don't care to go to the theater, unless it's some movie that's amazing.
But would you want to watch it at home, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I take it at home, but, you know. Hugh Jackman, this is such good news. He got all clear from his skin cancer diagnosis.
Just had my 3-month checkup. Just a reminder, go get your skin checkup. Takes 5 seconds. I'm all clear. Gives me peace of mind. And just do it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. He's been battling. He had basal cell carcinoma, which is obviously much better than having like melanoma, but a spot taking off his nose. He's really struggled. He got his last skin check, though, and he is clear. I'm happy to report. And speaking of noses, Keith Urban got a real strange request from a fan.
Somebody in the meet and greet the other day asked me to sign their nose, which I didn't do. That's just plain weird. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but it's not like he said, hey, can you sign my boob?
He declined it. Keith Urban, best smelling man in country music.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Would you spend $20,000 on your pet to save its life? This one guy did.
We had an episode in November where she came back from a walk and she fainted. She has an enlarged heart because she has a damaged, what's called a mitral valve. Anything for Lola. You know, she's family.
I mean, this guy drained his 401k.
Our show straight up got into a battle yesterday, so we had to bring this back up.
We're going to talk to you next. If you want to join in the conversation, hop on the lines early. It's 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Would you spend $20,000 on your pet? So your dog, your cat, your llama, whatever you got to try to keep that thing alive. This guy had a dog. He drained his 401k. To save the dog's life. By the way, if it matters at all, the dog's 12 years old.
We had an episode in November where she came back from a walk and she fainted. She has an enlarged heart because she has a damaged, what's called a mitral valve. Anything for Lola. You know, she's family.
Now, my dad, he had an enlarged mitral valve and they had to do surgery on that. Now, that's a human and that's my dad, and it was more than $20,000, and I think it was a worthy cause. I love animals. Anybody that says I don't, you are wrong. My dogs may not love me, but I love Benny and Paddington, and I would do a lot of things within reason. But financially, I'm very happy with what my wife and I are doing. We're doing fine. We thankfully are at a point in our lives where we used to have to worry about how we're going to pay rent every month, and we're able to do that now, so thank you, God, for that. But I'm not at the point where I can just drop $20,000 on my dog, and financially that's a decent or good decision, even if it was finance. That's just me personally. So I think If I was this guy, even though I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington, there's no way I don't even know if I'd spend $5,000. And that's kind of manageable. Porkchop's giving me the look like I'm evil.
You wouldn't spend $5,000?
I don't think I would,
Mackenzie. To save your doggy's life?
It all depends. It all depends. But once again,
But they're like your babies because you don't have children yet. And I will say it's different. I know people are like, oh, they're my furry babies. It does the dynamic changes because I had Belle, my little Maltese Shih Tzu. And my ex and I would battle like crazy because Belle, I mean, she...
What'd you argue about? Like, what were the issues with Belle?
So she went blind. And and I was like, oh my gosh. So I didn't know if her retinas had detached. I took her to a doggy ophthalmologist.
They have those?
Yes. And I took her all these places and like the bills were going up and up. And I was like, if she needs to have a surgery, they were like, it might be this and we could reconnect them. It'll go to Chicago and have the surgery. And I'm like, yes, anything to help her. And he was like, are you freaking kidding me? We're not spending all this money. But I'm like, I didn't want her to be blind her whole life if I could have helped prevent it. Now I found out. I couldn't do anything. It wasn't detached. It was like hereditary. Like she just went blind. So that was just like when she was born, it was destined. But then we found out later she had cancer. She was blind. She was deaf. And she was like 14, 15. But so they're like, well, you can do all the blood work and then we can start treatments. And he was just like, no. Of course, I wanted to and we battled. But it's a hard thing.
How much money were you guys debating about? Like what was the rough
estimate? I mean, it would have been like thousands. It wasn't at the 20 mark, but it would have been like around five.
$5,000 is a lot, though, is it not? And I know it was.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to come off as heartless because I love animals. I truly do.
Do you have pet insurance?
No.
You don't have pet insurance for your two dogs?
No, I feel like that's a scam, but I don't know. Is that a real thing?
I feel like you guys, because they're like your world. Because like I said, you don't have children, and they are like your children. Right? Like at this point?
I understand where people have a connection to animals that they feel like they're kids, but I guess even though I don't have kids yet, whether we try to have kids or adopt one day, I just feel like they're not the same thing. But that's just me personally. I'm not trying to poo-poo anybody that loves their animals.
So say we're talking five, and it would save. What's your favorite one? I know you have a fave.
Well, Paddington likes me more than Bennington, for sure. My mic went out. That was cool. Benny's a dog that's like a cat, so he doesn't like me.
So Patty is literally going to die if you don't figure out a way. And I know it's like, but you would just be like, I can't. No,
it all depends on what it is. Like if it was $1,000 or $2,000, I might do it.
$1,000 you could swing to save your dog's life.
Yes, that $1,000 is like my emergency fund, like for things that really. Happen
like for like $1,000 like you never see your dog again.
I don't like it. I'm not like yay. It's just that's how the how life happened. I mean, what if we actually never went to the doctor? They'd be dead anyways.
That's true.
I mean, what does everybody think here? 833-563-2539. Because the fact that this guy spent $12,000 or $20,000. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of numbers here. They're blowing my mind. $20,000. He drained his 401k, which he had to pay taxes on and lose all that money. I just don't get it, Mackenzie. And I love animals.
This has caused a lot of fights amongst households and couples. Now, producer Porkchop is an animal lover.
Yes.
What's your opinion on this?
So for me, there's a couple stipulations because the dog I have now is technically my ex's dog.
Chloe, yes. Who came to visit this show and we love her.
Yes. And she's actually... Wow, it's February. So I think she just turned 10 or maybe 11 years old now. So she's getting older. And I've already told my ex, I'm like, look, like I can't put her down. Like I want her to live as long as possible. So I think I would do as much as I could to save her. But here's the thing. We all know I already don't have a lot of money. So I couldn't spend $20,000. I couldn't even spend $1,000 if I wanted to. If I had the extra money, I think I would do it. But what I would do right now is just do everything I possibly could. You know, GoFundMe. Like, if you guys let me ask people on the radio, I would do that. But one other thing, too. I had a parakeet, like, 10 years ago, and my parakeet was sick. I had a credit card. The limit was $5,000. It was at $4,700. And I spent the last $300 I had to help my parakeet.
Do you regret that?
No, not at all. It's because I love my animals.
Well, but I'm saying though, like, not laughing, but that's kind of funny.
No, is the parakeet still alive?
No, this was 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you're still paying off that money that emotionally, it makes sense because you care about an animal, but like logically that you're paying for an animal that's dead now.
And well, right, yeah. We're all paying for things that are going to be dead.
Yeah, I mean,
but like you have a monthly payment on a dead bird. Like, sorry, that's not funny, but I'm saying that's why I can't do that because there's not a guarantee with any of this.
Okay, and I'm not saying Pork Chop, that's very sweet. You have a very big heart, but like also I think too, you really, really struggle managing your money. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes to a point, animals are great and I love them and I'm obsessed with my boyfriend's dog, but it comes to a point of like, is it my livelihood, like human's livelihood or animal's livelihood? And I think when you think about like your quality of life, you pick the human over the animal.
No, I could never.
Do you feel like, I mean, I feel bad saying this, but do you feel like there's a difference between Chloe, like your dog, and a parakeet? Or are they same love?
Well, Chloe can't fly.
No, I mean,
love-wise.
Yes, I feel like there might be a slight...
Like a dog is different than a fish. I'm sorry.
Well, it depends. Each one is different. Like that one bird I had was like, he was very special. Like I would clap my hands like this, and he knew to come fly to my shoulder. Aww. Like he would try. He wasn't just a bird that just sat.
Like Snow White. Like I was smelling
animals. Like he wouldn't just sit there in the cage like a figurine. Yeah.
See,
like,
now I want to get a parakeet so I can be like a pirate. Like, arr, come over here,
Pork
little bird.
He's great with animals. He really is.
All right, what do you think about this? Would you spend the money? Have you spent the money? How much have you done? I have so many questions. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Would you spend $20,000 on your dog, your cat, your goldfish, whatever you got, your pet? Would you do that? A dude drained his 401k savings, and it was about 20 grand that he spent to try to help his 12-year-old dog, had an enlarged heart. I believe the dog's still doing okay, but it's just, I'm not trying to sound like the Grinch. And if you want to hate on me, I'm not gonna fight this anymore. I love animals, but I think you also have to take emotions out of some things when you drop that much money. That's just not responsible.
But here's the big difference between 20 and Joe. We were talking, you and I, about one.
I would do a grand. I would do a grand to save my dog, but I'm not doing 5,000 or 20,000.
If I had the money, I'm spending it.
But it's different to say if I had the money. I'm talking about
now.
Well,
we all would if we all had the money.
Yeah. Like real life circumstances.
We make a million a year.
Tomorrow, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Would you find a way? And obviously, there's payment plans and all that stuff. It's not like.
I just don't, like I said, not
well,
joking.
Do it.
I don't want to make a payment plan on a deceased animal. That's just so awkward and
sad.
But
I mean, it'd be to save their life.
But what if they don't live?
But what if you don't live?
Well, I guess I don't have to pay it then. That's fine. Okay. Touche. Let's go this morning to line number 6. Hey, Justin, you're on Joan McKenzie.
There is no way on God's green earth I would pay 20 grand for a dog to have heart surgery. That is financially irresponsible.
Oh. What about like 1500?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're giving Chops a heart attack,
you know,
over
he's
here.
He's just being real because a lot of people do feel the same way as you, sir.
I just don't understand.
Like my Pomeranian, he has an enlarged heart and he takes medication. That's to improve his quality of life. But when he dies of natural causes, cool. But am I going to pay to have his heart fixed? No, that's stupid.
What's your Pom's name?
Arlo.
Aw, so
hey,
sweet.
Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. We appreciate it. Let's go to line number 8 this morning and say hi to Jasmine in Houston. Hey, Jasmine, what do you want to say?
Hey, so I am actually a vet tech. So that's basically like a dog nurse. And I've seen these people spend like $5,000 to $20,000. And I personally would not do it.
Wow, no. From the mouth of a vet tech.
You guys are breaking my heart.
Oh,
my
man.
Little Chloe.
Like, I don't know.
Do you think pet insurance is a scam, as Joe says?
That's not a yes, go get it.
If you
want
to go ahead and get it, sir, go ahead and get it. But I don't have
it. It's
on
probably
my
like
pet.
Car insurance. Like, the one thing that's wrong with your pet that you need to save it's like, oh, you know, we don't cover that in this policy. Jeez. Jasmine, thank you for doing what you do. It's got to be that's a tough job working with animals.
Yeah.
Let's go to line number 9 this morning. Say hi to Sarah, also in Houston. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Now, what do you think about this? Are you going to drop $20,000 to save your pet?
You know what? I'm going to do anything and everything I can to save my pet.
Hey, wait, Sarah.
I would drop $20,000.
It's so hard to hear you. Can you make it clear?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that better?
So you said you would do anything that you could do, and you'd make a way to get that money.
I would, yeah. I actually have a dog that I found in a ditch one time, and 30 days, not even 30 days later, she got parvo. Parvo is like a death sentence. I spent $1,500, and 14 years later, she is the best dog I've ever had in my life.
You saved her life. You literally saved her life. That's amazing.
I'll give her that one. That's a stretch, but it was a young dog. Listen, aww. I don't want dogs to die. Listen, I'm not trying to do sad stuff over here, but the dog was young. Like, if your dog's 14, listen, I wish they lived forever, but they don't. Animals only have, just like us, a limited time on this earth.
That's right. They say you have to face that. When you do get a little puppy, you are buying, it's going to be a grievance. You know,
yes.
You know that.
Live the web, girl. What's up?
Teresa on Twitter said that they would spend the money on their dogs before any of their friends or family.
What about if you have a kid that wants
to... Which I'm like, that's when you know it's too far.
Mackenzie, I'm just hypothetical here. You got a 10-year-old daughter, Lulu, and let's say you get a dog in the next year or two.
Right.
I assume she's going to college. Who knows? Maybe she's, get a scholarship for sports or for something she does or smarts. But if she doesn't, are you going to spend 20 grand to save your dog or 20 grand to send your daughter to get an education?
Well, duh, 20 grand to get an education.
But some people wouldn't.
And
they'd
will say,
like the
I'm
dog.
The only one that has an actual child on the show. It is different. And some people like their pets better than their family because their pets are nicer to them. So I get that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it is different. Like, my pet was my baby until I had an actual human child. And then that goes to the top rung.
I think my dogs kiss my wife more than I do. So she probably likes that. Let's go to Renee this morning. Hey, Renee, we'll wrap it up with you. Would you spend a bunch of money to save your pet, or do you think there's got to be some kind of limit to it?
Well, I'm also a veterinary nurse, but I've also done with veterinary. I've done internal medicine, cardiology, and now I work in emergency, so I've seen many aspects of it. So I think what it comes down to is the quality of life. So you can throw $20,000 at a pet, but what's their quality going to be, and what is, survival rate? I think you have to consider everything. It's not just black and white with veterinary medicine.
That's true. And when my little Belle was at the end of her life, blind and deaf, and they were like, we'll do blood tests and we think she has cancer. It was like, but she's still, and she was already 14. So, I mean, it was kind of like, we do all this and then what? Right.
And then, I don't mean people are selfish, like they're bad people, but emotionally, we could be very selfish because we love that pet and they mean so much to us that we keep them around for too long.
I like my parents, Bashan Mo, bless his heart. He was in a diaper. He was blind. I mean, it's hard, but it's time.
Sounds
it
like
was,
me in a few years.
Time. Rest All in right. peace.
It's Joe and Mackenzie.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
Hey, Chops.
Yeah.
You ready for the box of shame?
Again, 2 weeks in a row.
Oh my gosh, all of these dares have Valentine's themes.
Wait, what are those bow and arrows for? I thought I did Cupid last week.
Oh, it's different. You're going to have something with an arrow.
Yeah.
Great.
Maybe to the heart? We'll see. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe Mackenzie. We'll do box of shame next. It is time for Pork Chop to face the box of shame. Now, there is a way out for Pork Chop. No, it's not bribery, even though I will take some money. Mackenzie, how can Pork Chop get out of today's punishment?
All right, so he's rolling the die. If he rolls doubles, he gets to pass his punishment on to somebody else. Or take it for himself,
yeah,
which he's done before.
Yeah.
Very noble.
Now, Chops, how are you feeling today heading into box of shame?
I'm feeling okay. I really don't know what those bow and arrows are for. I don't know how to shoot those. I've never shot one. I'm not shooting anyone with bows and arrows for Cupid.
For the record, that's one bow, multiple arrows.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flowers out there too, which I don't know what those could be for.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Do I have to deliver flowers to someone for Valentine's Day?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's not a
that's
punishment.
That's definitely not what the punishment is.
What a terrible punishment. I have to give out flowers. Oh, no.
I have to make people's day. Wow, terrible.
Shame, shame, shame.
I think there's one you have to roll around in potpourri.
Oh.
Well, the flowers might be involving a photo shoot.
Oh, yes. My. There's body oil out there, too, for some reason.
What?
Why don't you roll and see if you can, and we can delegate
okay,
this.
Okay, let's see.
I will say it does smell nice in here, whatever that is. All right, here we go.
I'm wearing cologne. Aqua di Gio.
No, it smells sweet.
Five.
This would have been nice yesterday.
Right.
Roll again. Four.
Oh, one off.
Oh, my my butt puckered when I saw that. Oh boy, how you feeling there, Chops?
I guess I'm doing the box of shame, but a 10, what's that, 4 plus 5 is 9? That would have been nice yesterday.
Yep, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Oh man,
daylight,
okay.
Buck short.
Here's the box. Pull out your punishment.
All right.
Someone said all the punishments actually sound quite pleasant.
Body oil and flowers?
All right. Chocolate surprise.
Yes!
Oh, this
is
so
much
fun.
Better. This is so much better than the flower thing we were going to do.
Yes, we have this really cute little like fondue pot of chocolate.
It's been warming up all morning just in case that was the one.
It's so gooey.
Now,
okay. So that's the sweet thing that you're smelling.
That's the sweetness.
We'll explain more in just 1 second though, okay? Because we have to get it ready.
Are you covering my body in chocolate?
Yeah, it's a chocolate surprise.
Chocolate surprise. Anything
oh
can happen.
Oh my gosh, no.
Do me a favor. Take that t-shirt off. We'll be right back.
What?
Yeah, just relax. It'll feel good. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Okay, sorry, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Producer Porkchop, let me hear you. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm blindfolded.
Okay, this sounds like an amazing Valentine's Day.
He's blindfolded, ready for what's to come next.
Now,
I've got my clothes on, so that's good.
Yes, and we let
for
you keep
now.
Your shirt on. Now, what is Porkchop facing today for the box of shame?
Okay, chocolate surprise is what he drew. We have a little fondue pot of chocolate that smells delicious.
Ooh.
We also are big fans of the film Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, gosh.
So we also have a box.
Ooh, those look like nice chocolates.
Yeah. Of items that we are gonna dippy dip in the chocolate.
Items.
Put in your mouth. And you get to tell us what's in your mouth. It's going to be something chocolatey.
It's kind of like a fondue almost.
Yeah.
When you say
this is fun.
Items, you mean
they're
like food, right?
They're all edible. Nothing weird.
Well,
no bugs.
Mean, worms are edible.
No, we're not doing that. Don't make Liv sick. She's recording video right now, which will go up at joemckenzie.com. If you want to see it right now, hop on, follow us on Instagram.
We're going to...
Joe McKenzie.
These are all actually pretty yummy.
I'm literally already about
to
puke.
No. These are all edible. I have a little fork.
I don't trust you.
We're not going to give you anything weird. Ooh. Okay, slippery little suckers.
We're having a tough time with the first one this morning.
Seriously?
Oh, boy.
Should I just pop it in his mouth? I just washed my hands. Okay, here.
Someone solidify that audio. Or should I open my mouth?
All right, open your mouth nice and wide. Mackenzie's gonna put the first
blow
item in.
Maybe a little bit. Open.
Blow it.
Blow. Now stick it in.
Yummy!
Is that not good? What is that dipped
You're
in chocolate?
So dramatic.
Yeah, it's chocolate surprise here on Joe McKenzie.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No, I just taste the chocolate.
Monkeys like them, it's yellow.
Oh, banana!
Yay!
It's a fruit, he has no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I taste the banana now. Okay.
See, this is not that bad.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Banana.
Okay. Let's see the next item,
Mackenzie. These are all fun things. Like, you might get ideas for your honey to, like...
Oh, Mackenzie, you should really dip that one in the chocolate. Woo-hoo, double side. Whoa, she went... Oh, no! Oh, no! Mackenzie lost it in the chocolate. Oh, God, I was wrong. I'm so sorry.
Okay, now y'all need you to open real
You gotta open up and just take it all in your mouth. Please, chop.
Take it all.
Are you ready for this? Like, blow a little bit on it, because I got a lot of
lightly,
chocolate.
Lightly blow. Okay, now open your mouth wide. Okay, close it. Now chew it up and try to decipher what that item is.
It tastes like bologna.
It was a hot dog.
Yeah,
dipped
it was a
in
hot
chocolate.
Dog.
How was that?
Freaking disgusting.
I have
was
more
it?
If you want it, okay.
It's just a mini weenie.
You know, mini weenie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So did I get that right?
Yes.
Yes, you're doing really
killing
well.
Killing it. This is our next item.
Oh, guys,
which
that's
is,
nasty.
Now, this next item is so good for your skin and your hair and your nails.
And it's now stuck part of it in the chocolate. Oh, gross. Just, Mackenzie, leave it behind. It's not coming back.
Okay.
Make sure you lean over, Chops. We don't want to get this on your clothing.
Blow a little. Give me a blow. Again, we're live on Instagram at Joe McKenzie. Open up.
Get it in there.
Ooh, yummy.
Cauliflower?
Oh, yes.
first of all, what did you call it?
Cauliflower.
That is a totally different texture of what cauliflower is. Come on, think about it. You're kind of close. It is...
Broccoli?
Liv's favorite thing to put on toast.
Avocado?
Yes!
Dip in chocolate! Now, Lucy, my daughter, submitted this for the Box of Shame, so what's coming is really fun.
Wow, that's big. Are you putting that whole thing in his mouth?
I'm going to let him take a bite as much as he
likes. By the way, there's still part of the avocado in the chocolate mix. Mackenzie just left it in there like some double dipping. She's like, it'll be fine.
Lulu, this better be marshmallows.
Ooh.
We'll see.
Okay, give it a blow. Now, this is on a stick, so I need you to kind of bite as much off that you want.
Close your teeth. It's like you got a fish. Oh, he's a good one. He's hot. Mackenzie, careful. Don't lean back too hard. Okay, you're ripping his teeth out. Okay, I think you broke his tooth.
It's really good. But...
You gotta thank Lucy.
This is the best one so far.
Ah, nice.
But what the heck is it?
And the cutest.
Thank you.
They're kind of like gummy bears.
That's what I was literally going to say.
Valentine's like gummy bears. Bear? Okay, I'm going to give you the last one. You ready?
What was it's Valentine's gummy bears?
Yeah, pretty much.
New idea. Chocolate-covered gummy bears. Oh, my God.
I think you're really going to like this one. This is a very good one. That's a good-looking combination.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is, like, so great for your metabolism.
That was good.
You are going to love it. Are you ready? This is our last one.
Do I have to blow on it?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe
a
little.
Yeah, give us a little.
For the chocolate.
Give it a little blow. You are killing it.
Whoa, I just got a smell.
Yeah.
Again.
That's very potent. What is that?
Just put it in your mouth.
Hold on. Wait. What smell is that? Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Indulge your senses.
Is that like some sort of... It's like a pickle or like a... It's definitely got a pickle. It's kind of hot.
It is not hot. Don't even. I was going to get you something hot, but I passed.
Come on. So pickle.
Like a banana pepper?
Yes!
You killed it! What a palate on this one. Pork chop.
That was pretty good.
Nice!
All right, Liv has her own thing she's pulling out of her lunch tray, so hold on. This one is on a finger, not a fork, so don't bite it. Go ahead, open your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always dreamt about feeding pork chop.
Is that celery?
Yes.
Yes. That's the one he's most repulsed of.
I know.
Celery.
He's like, oh, gross. Oh, it's
you
all
didn't
water.
Put enough chocolate on that one, Liv.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
Josh,
you did really good. That wasn't even that bad. You
Ugh.
Sure? I got some more of those teeny weenies out in the hall if you want another one.
Ugh, my eyes are like, I'm crying.
God, look at the aftermath. We'll see the video soon at joemackenzie.com.
That was from Lucy.
Mm.
Can I give you a chocolate mustache just for fun?
What's a chocolate mustache?
I just want to paint a little mustache. Okay,
chocolate
we'll do it.
Chocolate mustache.
Can
chocolate
we?
Mustache.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is like a chocolate face wax.
Are you sure it's okay, Chops?
Yeah. Will it come off?
We'll find out. Oh, boy. This is a bad idea. Oh, God, Mackenzie, you're getting...
It's hot. It's hot.
Oh, no. Okay, hey, it's Joe Mackenzie on
that
radio
totally
now.
Backfired.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Hey, make sure you text JAM. Do that right now to 52140. That's going to give you a link to joemackenzie.com. And the video is not up yet. We just got done filming.
There's
but
chocolate everywhere.
I know. I don't want to say anything because our boss is listening right now on his way to work. And he'll be like, I told you guys, no more food in the studio.
Only on our paperwork. It's okay.
Well, what about that one electrical piece over there?
Oops.
Yeah, it's okay. It's chocolate. It blends right in. But the video will be posted up later. So get that link on your phone right now. Text JAM to 52140. I mean, if you go there too on that link, you'll see the nude photo of Porkchop's boyfriend we talked about last week. There's a lot of good
Sexy.
Stuff. Now, Mackenzie, you brought the story up, and I think we're kind of mixed on how we feel about this. And it kind of involves ghosting, but a whole different style of ghosting.
Right. So everyone pretty much should be familiar with the term ghosting. A lot of it happens during relationships where someone just stops communicating with someone
Peace.
And ghosts. Houdini's out, which is not a great thing to do, but it does happen a lot. So this is very interesting. Employers are saying that it's happening more and more at their businesses. With employees, they're literally just like deuces, not showing up to work and then never heard from again. no 2 weeks notice, nothing conveyed like I would like to quit or let's talk about this. It's just like they just like literally ghost and don't show up. Now, they are saying it's like around newbies to the workforce around 22, 23, 24. It's more prominent.
Yeah, and that is just, that's very interesting to me because I'm a millennial technically. I'm in my 30s, and I don't know. I feel like more millennials are not as lazy as people think they are, and these Gen Zs, I don't know as much, but I just can't imagine anybody, and I'd love to hear from you. We would all like to. 833-563-2539. Is anybody doing this? Like, if you're an employer, have you had these younger people just ghost you? Like, they talk, you interview them, they're starting?
Very interesting because it was an article by USA Today, and that basically 20 to 50% of job applicants, they are pulling no-shows or ghosting, like in some form. Now, I will also say some employers, like some companies also in a bad habit of not, like say you go for an interview, you don't get it. They don't even reach out sometimes to say, hey, thanks so much for coming in. They just like never reach out again.
I'm glad you brought that up because my brother-in-law Travis is in Chicago and he left his one job, an awkward situation, trying to get a new one. And he's interviewing, he's hustling, he's working his butt off. And he'll talk like one time, then it's nothing. It's radio silence. I don't think, I could be wrong, but if you have all the applicants with an email, I don't think it's hard to send an email to Liv, Porkchop, Mackenzie, and me if we didn't get the job, just saying, thank you for, just a generic company one, thank you for applying, the position's been filled. Just so the person knows they're not in limbo. So how can companies complain that people aren't showing up if you can't even be polite and actually let people know they didn't get a job?
People also are ghosting at the job offer stage, like on their first day of work, and then they change their mind, and then they just don't show up. And I have friends that own boutiques and stuff. Happens all the time. Like, the people just don't show up for their first day of work, and then never... You never hear from them again.
That makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, I don't understand it. So we'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. I think Olivia, the web girl, out of everybody on the show, might know the most people that this could possibly be. Like, do you have any friends, like, in your age group that have done this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? Explain it to us. Like, pull the curtain back.
So I've had friends that have worked at a job for, like, maybe a couple of weeks, and then they actually hear back from the job that they actually wanted. And so then they'll just ghost the job that they're at. So like, I was only there for 2 weeks. Like, I mean, I'm just like not going to show up and I'm going to take this other job. And so then they just do it. And then they're like, I'm just not going to put it on my resume. Like, who cares? So they just think that there's like really like no kind of like, they don't see that there's a lot of ramifications. And they're like, I'm sure they have like a ton of other like people they're interviewing, another type, like a ton of candidates. Like, what's one person going to be? So they just like don't contact them, don't let them know because they feel so awkward. It's almost like doing the Irish goodbye. Like, it's almost like making that commitment to saying bye, and they don't want to deal with the awkwardness of it. So they just ghost. And I've had friends that have done that, you know, like being like 2 weeks or like a month in at a new job, and then they just ghost. Or I have had friends that do it for interviews. They just ghost their interviews. So they set up all of these interviews and then they end up getting the job that they want. And then they just ghost all of the other ones without even contacting the companies or the employers to let them know, like, hey, I'm not coming
in.
Has
this bitten anyone in the butt? Like, have there been consequences?
Well, yeah,
it has to be, right? If you burn that bridge.
Because our industry, media is small. It really is. It's all about who you know. So it's different. That's what I always give advice to people I mentor and things like that. I'm like, do not burn bridges. Do things the proper way because they will say they're flaky. You know, the word gets around. But I understand in other industries that might not be the case.
Claudia, we'll go to you right now. It's Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. What do you want to say, Claudia?
Hey, so I actually work at NASA here in Houston, and
Oh, cool.
The girl that was in my position, she just disappeared. She never came back, and that really freaked me out because I'm really into conspiracies and stuff like that.
Is she alive? So, oh my gosh!
We think so because she was in a because we went through a staffing agency, and they said they heard from her just like 3 weeks later, but
I bet you, I bet you, Claudia, bet you she was abducted and probed.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, you be careful, okay? You guys, aliens, you leave Claudia alone. She don't need none of that.
I think they should teach these courses in school. of like just how to do things the proper way, opposed to things like classes and courses that people don't need. Because to be honest, and I feel this in relationships too, I feel like ghosting is just very cowardly. Like Liv mentioned, they don't want to have that awkward encounter. Well, buck up, you're a grown up. Like you're gonna have to have some kahunas and go in there and stand your ground and say, hey, look, I took another thing and let's work this out, rather than just never ever showing. I just think it's so cowardly.
I agree with that. Julaine, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say about ghosting at a job?
Hi. So I actually used to work a few different retail stores, but when I worked at GameStop, this happened all the time, where we would like people would come in and apply, and then we would call them for interviews and they would just like never show up. And we heard from quite a few people that they would just be like, oh, yeah, man, like, sorry about that. I was only applying because I need to keep my unemployment or my whatever. So they had to fill out, like, 6 job applications, like, a week or something like that in order to keep their unemployment, but they wouldn't actually, like, want the job.
Oh, okay. So they're just trying to keep the money going on the system. I mean, I get you want money, but eventually you got to take a job and work it, guys. Like, work till you get that next thing.
Yeah.
But... oh, that's got to be frustrating. Can you imagine being in that position, like you work at a GameStop or any place, and you're interviewing me, you're interviewing Liv, you're interviewing Mackenzie and Chops, and then like they don't show up?
Or like you turned down other candidates who really wanted and needed a job, and then you took some bozo who just, and then they don't even show up.
Well, yeah. That's what happened. We got producer Pork Chop.
Hey. No, we love Chopsies.
She walked out on this dude on the first date. They actually met in person. Why? Because he lied to her. 833-563-2539. We are Joe and Mackenzie and want to hear what you think about the situation. Would you have also walked out on your date if they would have lied to you about this? And maybe what has happened to you when you've been on a date? You actually meet somebody face-to-face. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Who are you? You're not the person I've been chatting with online. Now, here's the situation with this story. Is she been talking to this guy, and she thought he was attractive. Everything mm-hmm. was great. The thing that she walked out on the date was he said he was 6'1", because she doesn't want a man shorter than her. Well, the guy was only about 5'6". How does she know that? Because she's 5'7", and he was shorter than her. And she was not wearing heels to this date. Now, I don't know. Like, I'm 5'11", 6 foot, I guess, when I wake up in the morning. I'm not a really tall guy, but I'm not short either. But is that a deal breaker for you, for example, Liv? Like, if the guy said he was one thing and another? Or just, I know some women have it that they're like, I can't have a man shorter than me. But it's not even that. It's the fact she says that he lied to her.
Okay, there's two things. Now, I think if a girl, you know, in her dating profile, if it's Tinder, Bumble, whatever it is, Hinge, if she's like, no guys under 6 foot, like, I think that is super shallow. I'm not into it. I'm not here for it. If you're not going to date a guy because of his height, I think that's so stupid and that's so crazy. But I think it also says something about a guy who lies about his height 7 inches off. He's not like 5'11 and trying to pass for 6'1". This dude was 5'6 trying to pass for 6'1".
I mean, seven inches makes the difference.
Exactly. I don't know if I would walk out on the date, but he's definitely not getting like a text back. He's definitely not getting a second date just because that guy clearly has some issues if he's lying about 7 inches.
833-563-2539. Let's clarify, the 7 inches is his height that he lied about. I don't know about the rest. But I mean, I don't think lying's right. You got to be honest with who you are. I hate when people in general, not even in dating profiles, but in life, I know people, I'm like, why are you using that as your publicity photo? That is from 15 or 20 years ago. Like, that's not you current day. Like, update your stuff. Chop, side note, you still have chocolate all over your face. Can you please wash it off? Really bothering me.
I like
me.
It.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Would you have walked out in the day? Also, we want to hear those stories of you going on that first time meeting somebody, and you're like, who are you? Because that's not who I've been talking to online.
And I have a story of a friend who doesn't know if they saw her and left or they just never came.
Oh.
Isn't that the saddest? Oh.
So, like, do you think she was deceiving the guy?
No, I think she's beautiful.
I didn't ask if you think she's beautiful. I said, did she lie to the guy?
I don't know.
Or maybe not lie, but, like, does she over-edit her photos?
No.
Because ladies, no. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with those filters. Sometimes we don't recognize you in person.
You got to be careful with that
face tune. Yeah, no kidding. Who are you? All right. It's 833-563-2539. Joe McKenzie. We'll hear about your stories of meeting for the first time. And if you think it's right or wrong that she was so upset over 7 inches that she walked on out.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I understand adults sometimes have conversations and they do get into fights. I'd say the most common place I could think of is sometimes at a sporting event because it's super highly competitive. But Mackenzie, I have never been to a dance recital, but is that a really highly competitive, heated event?
No, not at all. It's very calm usually and chill. You're just watching your kiddos dance.
Okay, yeah. And like maybe you mentioned you might want your kid to go first because it can be a long
day.
Yeah,
you pray they're in like the first half of the program, maybe before intermission, or else you're sitting there for hours.
So you just duck. You just duck out of there in the first part. Like, oh, we gotta go.
Usually the little ones go first. Like the younger they are. And that's like awesome. And then you're like, okay, scooty scoot out.
You've aged out of dancing. Sorry.
Right.
Well, these two moms, I don't know what happened. Well, actually, I have some details. They got into a fight at a middle school, so old enough to know better, dance recital in Michigan during their kids' dance recital. The two women began arguing, and apparently the parents weren't the only ones having a problem. The kids, I guess, didn't get along in school. I don't know why, if it was a boy or she said something about her. I don't know what the reason was, but I've never heard of this. The school, like when this went down, was put on a soft lockdown. So they actually, this got so insane, they put the school on a soft lockdown, which kept students in the classroom following the fight. School officials said the fight happened during the National African American Parent Involvement Day. And I just don't get parents that fight in general in front of kids, but it's a fact of, it's like, you're at a school. Like, you can't contain yourself, even if that other parent's being a total turd.
And it's hard because you're giving the example to your children and all the children watching of how to act, and I think parents just lose it. They see red and just...
Neither woman was arrested, but police are still looking into the incident. So, let me tell you this. If you're going to recital this weekend and you got beef and there's going to be a fight, let me know. Because I would like to attend the dance recital.
Bring popcorn.
Yeah, that sounds kind of interesting.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, 100.9. How are we doing on the Box of Shame video, Live the Web Girl? We're going to be posting it up at radionowindy.com or joeandmackenzie.com. Are you able to get through this one today? I know it's a little gross.
Yeah, I am able to get through this one today. But yeah, still give me about like 30 to 45 minutes.
Here's what you'll do. She's going to get up there as soon as she can. Text JAM right now on your phone to 52140. It'll give you a link to where the video is going to be. Just do it now and you can check it, like she said, about 30 minutes, an hour or so, depending on how long our meeting goes today. Yeah. It'll be up there. What do you got going on for the rest of your day, Mackenzie, after we're all done with things?
So I'm going to hightail it over to Eat the Frog Fitness, get a great workout in, then going to Dr. Chernoff. A great friend of the show. I'm going to get a facial, so is Liv. That's going to be super fun and relaxing. And then I'm going to pick up my little girl from school, and we have a two-part series of our Galentine's Day.
Two-parter.
So tonight we're doing dinner, and we're going to watch To All the Boys I've Loved Before on Netflix. We've been waiting. Today, finally, it's out. We're going to do that and have popcorn. And then tomorrow I'm taking her out for a fancy dinner.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Myself today, I'm going to try to get a workout in. Just depends on how tired I am. Other than that, I think I'm caught. Oh, I know. I had something where I have a fellow radio guy. He's going to hook this up. This sounds boring to you, but think of it as memories, whether you're in radio or not. I got an old cart of my grandfather, like when he worked in radio a long time ago.
Aww.
I also have this old reel-a-reel from 1969 when my dad was in a band. And I'm going to see if somebody can take it. This other fellow DJ guy I know, I'm going to mail it to him today, and he's going to try to actually digitally record it and like digitize it for me. So I'm excited to see if he'll be able to do it. And then what will the audio be like? Like, it'll be so cool. My dad was in a band when he was like in his teenage years, in his
20s.
What kind of
band?
Like, I guess like a rock band, though.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Herman's Hermits? I assume that's what they're like. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. Okay. Anyways, your grandparents would know all about that. So I don't know. That's kind of my day. Live the Web Girl. What about you? What do you got going on?
So I'm going to rush home. I've got to kind of clean up my house because my parents are coming into town later today. We're going to the Butler versus Xavier basketball game, which I've lived now here in Indy. This is my third year. So we've gone every single year that I've lived here. We're giant Xavier fans, so don't hate me because of that. But I will be repping my Xavier gear tonight. at the game. So excited about that. And then before that, I'm getting my very first facial ever with Mackenzie's guy, Dr. Chernoff. I'm so excited because I've never had a facial in my life. And I know I'm going to be addicted. And I'm going to be like glowing. I'm so excited.
I mean, you guys aren't even ready for us tomorrow when we come back.
Well, I recognize you. Like, excuse me. What are you guys here for? Who are you?
Love is real.
Mm-hmm. All right. And producer Pork Chop, a man that tried to do a chocolate facial this morning. Doesn't look that great. What do you got going on?
I love his chocolate mustache. A little still on.
Is it still? I tried to get it all off.
Yes. Gosh,
no wonder it still smells like chocolate in here. Anyways, I'm actually really disappointed because last night I did the big 8-hour update for my game Call of Duty, and this update erased all of my accomplishments.
So that means he was heartbroken over one thing in particular.
He was going to take a sick day today.
Literally got my gold gun just 3 days ago, and now it's gone.
Yeah, Mackenzie is gold gun. Okay?
And
it
took 72 hours of actual playing time to get.
We need to speak on that tomorrow, that you spent 72 hours online of your life.
I guarantee you spent just as long.
No, I'm actually good. It doesn't take
that long. I can check, and I will check if we're going to talk about it on the air tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is this Pork Chop and my wife, Lindsay? Jeez.
Well, anyways, I will be playing because I have to get my gold gun again.
Oh, my gosh. Can we get this in record time? Let's time how
great
long
great idea. Oh, my God. I am taking tomorrow off.
All right, listen. We need to get out of here. Whether or not this guy comes back, I don't know. But let's get out of here for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.